For those who don't know, can you tell us what the Northwest Indiana Forum is and what its purpose is?
Sure. So we are the voice of Northwest Indiana business and the 7-county economic development organization covering Lake, Porter, LaPorte, Jasper, Newton, Pulaski, and Stark counties. So it is our job to tell the story of Northwest Indiana, going out and promoting the region, attracting businesses to come here, acting as the voice of Northwest Indiana business from a public policy perspective, as well as bringing together parties and operating as a united front for developing a vision for the region and helping to work with partners across the region to really capitalize on the opportunities that we have here in the region. So
tell me about the Northwest Indiana Forum and the development of the Regional Economic Development Strategic Playbook.
Yeah, so it's been a while in the process. We've been working on this. Initially, we were kind of reorganizing the strategic plan of the forum, but then we realized economic development works with a broad base of partners and a broad base of opportunities to move all of these assets together and move the partnerships together more cohesively. So we have not had an economic development regional plan previously. We've got the 2040 plan and we've got the Marquette plan. We've got other plans that have great goals and aspirations, but not anything that cohesively works economic development all together and what that means and how we're all operating together. So we went through the process of bringing in an outside consultant to talk with us about this because, of course, it's nice to get some perspective on it. Sometimes we can't see the forest through the trees, and having an outside company come in and look helps us to really evaluate the opportunities that are right here in front of us. So we went through a pretty stringent vetting process to bring on TIP strategies, and we're extremely excited about them. They came very highly recommended from people all over the country, and they've been engaged in a wide variety of opportunities such as this. But mostly, the thing that we found, two points that we found very exciting about them, is that they'd worked over large geographical areas that had varied interests and multiple jurisdictions, similarly to the makeup of Northwest Indiana. And then on the back end, they really produce a pragmatic playbook that helps give timelines and action items. And so it's an action-oriented plan. It's not something that is designed to sit on a shelf or you know, designed to be looked at or a coffee table book. This is actually an action-oriented, implementable plan. So we're very, very excited about that and the opportunity to use this plan to really make some dramatic improvements on the cohesiveness of the region as a whole.
And you say action, and the goal of the action is to what? Bring more businesses into Northwest Indiana to sell it?
To help grow the economy of Northwest Indiana, whether that's through working with partners to encourage a environment of entrepreneurship and innovation, whether it's attracting new business here, helping the business that's here to grow, you know, and again, this is not a plan for the forum, it's a plan for the region as a whole. So developing workforce and helping attract the workforce that fits in line with the talent that we need to make our companies that are here successful, as well as we diversify our economy and being able to attract the workers that are needed for a more diverse economy. So it is a playbook that we're working across many sectors and with many regional partners on, and talking about how we build upon the double tracking in the Westlake and what those opportunities that the RDA is working so hard on, what they bring to the region, and how we then can actuate those into opportunities for company growth and community growth.
So when you've met your goal, what will that look like? How will the region be different and look different?
So, you know, as we talk about aspirations for the region, one of vibrancy and enthusiasm and hope and collaboration and cooperation and with it, where we actually feel like the assets are being well utilized and working in tandem and not so siloed. So I think that we're seeing more and more opportunities for municipalities and organizations to work together to bring some of these things to fruition. And it's really a case of many hands making light work and all of us rowing in the same general direction.
So what assets do you think are siloed? You mean like capitalizing on the new additions and the new improvements at like the Gary Chicago International Airport and things of that nature?
Absolutely. To be able to build on the expanded runway at the airport, as I talked about, to be able to take advantage of the enhanced commuter rail times that will be coming from the double tracking in the Westlake Corridor, utilizing the Port of Indiana and really attracting companies or helping companies to expand that can use that as an asset and really helping others to understand what that asset is and how we build upon that. Continuing to tout our great economic climate, but also the wonderful quality of life that we have here in Northwest Indiana and the great work that's being done by many other organizations to continue to improve on that and continue to boost that. So I'm very bullish on the future of Northwest Indiana and excited about what we have as assets and what the opportunities are to continue to build upon those. I think that we haven't lived up to our full potential yet, and I think that's going to continue to grow in the coming years.
So now that you've teamed up with TIP Strategies, which is Austin and Seattle-based, you say, based in Austin and Seattle, what is the next step in the process here?
So we had TIP out in March and again in April, and they've been meeting with stakeholders in the region. We'll be circling back. We have TIP back out at the end of May. They'll be here again in June, July, and then we'll roll out the plan in August. So this is a quick, intensive study of the region and then with an action-oriented plan on the back end. So it is truly the goal is to have something that is workable and can make a dramatic impact with some step-by-step opportunities of how we get there and an agreement from the business community and the governmental agencies in the area to say, okay, yeah, this is the direction we want to go and this is how we're going to get there.
Anything else you can tell me about any dates coming up in terms of this thing moving forward?
We'll go ahead and there'll be another survey that will be coming down the pipe here in the next month and that will get more in depth on what the outcomes were from the first survey, so to dig a little bit deeper into some of the questions. And then we'll be rolling the plan out late summer and then hopefully updating annually to the general public and having an event around where we're at with the plan, what's happened with the plan, here's how we're moving forward. So it's a quick process, but it is a very in-depth one and one that we're living and breathing as we speak. So it's been a lot of fun.
Does the plan have a catchy name?
So we're calling it the Regional Economic Development Plan. Some people are calling it the Red Plan, but Regional Economic Development Plan really gives it a good solid name that it says what we want, what we're trying to do and what we're trying to accomplish, economic development for the 7-county region and how we do it collectively and in a positive manner, all working together.